course, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, and also Ayanda Prabhu. So I'll try to speak something about this verse, which is very important, because this verse distinguishes between devotee and non-devotee. So we are reading from the fifth canto, which is called Creative Impetus. The 18th chapter is Prayers Offered to the Lord by the Residents of Jambudvip, text number 12. I should say first the prayers to the Srimad Bhagavatam before the citation, yes? Srimadam, before that. Nashta prayesha vadreshu, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, Bhagavati Uttima Shloke Bhakti Bhavati Naishtiki, Srimadam Svakata Krishna, Punya Shirvana Kirtana, Hridyam Tastohya Bhadrani Vidunati Sukhrit Satam. Okay. Yasyasti bhakti bhagavati akinchana sarvai gunai statra samasate suraha harapa bhaktasyam kuto mahat guna manoretha nasati davato bahi. Yasyasti bhaktir bhagavati akinchana sarvair gunais tatra samasate suraha harapa bhaktasya kuto mahat guna manoratha nasati davato bahir. Yasyasti bhaktir bhagavati akinchana sarvei gunais tatra samasate suraha harapa bhaktasya kuto mahat guna manoratha nasati davato bahir. Yes, yes. Vaishnavis, thank you. Yasya of whom Asti there is. Bhaktihi, devotional service. Bhagavati, to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Akinchana, without any motive. Sarvei, with all. Gunei, good qualities. Tatra, there, in that person. Samasate, reside. Suraha, all the demigods. Harau, unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Abhaktasya, of a person who is not devoted. Kutaha, where? Mahatgunaha, good qualities. Manuratana, by mental speculation. Asati, in the temporary material world. Davataha, who is running. Bahi, outside. All the demigods in their exalted qualities, such as religion, knowledge, and renunciation, become manifest in the body of one who has developed unalloyed devotion for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudev. On the other hand, a person devoid of devotional service and engaged in material activities has no good qualities. Even if he is adept at the practice of mystic yoga or the honest endeavor of maintaining his family and relatives, he must be driven by his own mental speculations and must engage in the service of the Lord's external energy. How can there be any good qualities in such a man? Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. As explains in the next verse, Krishna is the original source of all living entities. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, 15th chapter, text number 7, wherein Krishna says, Mamaivamsya jivaloke jivabhutah sanatanaha mana shashthanindriyani prakritisthani karshati. The living entities in this conditioned world are my eternal fragmental parts. Due to conditioned life, they are struggling very hard with the six senses, which include the mind. All living entities are part and parcel of Krishna, and therefore when they revive their original Krishna consciousness, they possess all the good qualities of Krishna in a small quantity. When one engages himself in the nine processes of devotional service, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam, Srimad Bhagavatam 7.5.23. One's heart becomes purified and he immediately understands his relationship with Krishna. He then revives his original quality of Krishna consciousness. In the Adi Lila of Chaitanya Charitamrita, chapter 8, there is description of some of the qualities of devotees. For example, Sri Pandit Haridas is described as being very well behaved, tolerant, peaceful, magnanimous, and grave. In addition, he spoke very sweetly, his endeavors were very pleasing, he was always patient, he respected everyone, he always worked for everyone's benefit, his mind was free of duplicity, and he was completely devoid of all malicious activities. These are all originally qualities of Krishna, and when one becomes a devotee, they automatically become manifest. Sri Krishna Das Kaviraj, the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita, says that all good qualities become manifest in the body of Vaishnava, and that only by the presence of these good qualities one can distinguish a Vaishnava from a non-Vaishnava. Krishna Das Kaviraj lists the following 26 good qualities of a Vaishnava. 1. He is very kind to everyone. 2. He does not make anyone his enemy. 3. He is truthful. 4. He is equal to everyone. 5. No one can find any fault in him. 6. He is magnanimous. 7. He is mild. 8. He's always clean. 9. He's without possessions. 10. He works for everyone's benefit. 11. He's very peaceful. 12. He's always surrendered to Krishna. 13. He has no material desires. 14. He is very meek. 15. He is steady. 16. He controls his senses. 17. He does not eat more than required. 18. He is not influenced by the Lord's illusory energy. 19. He offers respect to everyone. 20. He does not desire any respect for himself. 21. He is very grave. 22. He is merciful. 23. He is friendly. 24. He is poetic. 25. He is expert. And 26. He is silent. Yasyasti bhaktir bhagavati akinchana sarvai gunaistatra samasate suraha harav abhaktasya puto mahadguna manoradhena sati davato bahih. All the demigods in their exalted qualities, such as religion, knowledge, and renunciation, becomes manifest in the body of one who has developed unalloyed devotion for the Supreme Personality of Godhead Vasudev. On the other hand, a person devoid of devotional service and engaged in material activities has no good qualities. Even if he is adept at the practice of mystic yoga or the honest endeavor of maintaining his family and relatives, he must be driven by his own mental speculations and must engage in the service of the Lord's external energy. How there can be any good qualities in such a man? Om Gyanatim Randasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurmitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yat Kripa Tamaham Vande Shri Gurum Dinataranam Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Hare Krishna. So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada immediately brings us to the what is our eternal constitutional position. That we are eternal fragmental parts of Krishna. And originally we are pure. But because we are in contact with these three modes of nature, Karanam Gunasangasya Sat Asat Yoni Janmasu, because we are in contact with these three modes of nature, then we come, then our consciousness is becoming karmatmika. It's colored by the three colors of three modes of nature. So whole purpose of this Krishna consciousness movement is bring us back to this original consciousness. And because we are all individual spirit souls, we all have our special relationship with Krishna. And I want to read one thing from Srila Prabhupada. This is the lecture from Vrindavan Dham, just to, so we can be encouraged by this. This is a lecture from Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 7th Chapter, 23, verse, Shri Vrindavan Dham, 20 September 1976. So, Bhaktosi Priyosi Mesa Kacheti. So we have to become, we have to establish some relation with Krishna. As a servant, as a friend, as a son, as a father, mother, or like the gopis, madhuryaras, friend. That is also conjugal love. Krishna is ready. Prabhupada will speak this Krishna is ready seven times here in this text. Krishna is ready. We should also be ready. So, this is first Prabhupada is saying, Krishna is ready to associate with you in any way you like. Somebody likes Krishna as a friend, somebody likes Krishna as a husband, somebody likes Krishna as a paramour, so Krishna is ready. Somebody likes Krishna as a son, so anyway, Krishna is ready. We have got these five relations in this material world. There is no other relation, and there is other relationships also. Krishna also ready to accept. We have five primary rasas and seven secondary rasas. If you want Krishna as enemy, yes, Krishna is ready. He will kill you. But that is also good for you. If you want to fight with Krishna, yes, Krishna is ready. Everything, Akila Rasamrita Sindhu, he can associate with you in any rasa humor you like. Krishna is ready. Ready means that is natural. Because we are part and parcel of Krishna, so the part and parcel must remain with Krishna. This is coming because I'm hearing every day Srila Prabhupada's lectures. When I take prasadam, I play Prabhupada lecture, and something like catches my mind, immediately goes to the, I'm going to Bhaktivedanta database, I type these words on the folio, and I'm finding out where Srila Prabhupada spoken that, and this is very important for us, because Prabhupada is saying, as you like. So, when we have full plate of prasadam, and we have rice and dal and chapatis, maybe here not so much chapatis, because chapatis are more connected with Vrindavan Dham, but you can have basmati rice, you can have some few sabjis, so you can be attracted to all of these preparations. But if you like, for example, cauliflower pakora, and this really you like, samarpus, then your mind is attracted to that cauliflower pakora, because this is your favorite item. Although there are other items on your plate, the same way. For someone like Subal, for him, his eternal associate in Sakyaras. And as we read Jaiva Dharma, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains there are five kinds of friends of Krishna. So Subal is Priyanarma Saka. And for him, he is completely submerged in the Sakyaras. This is his natural bhava. When we start to read 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, first is description of Yashoda Maya love for Krishna, means parental, how much love she has. She can do anything and everything to protect Krishna, to feed Krishna, to dress Krishna. So, what we want from Krishna? Which way we want to serve Krishna? In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and Nectar of Devotion, Srila Prabhupada says that we should follow in the footsteps of one particular resident of Vrindavan. So, Krishna is ready. And in this way, when we take shelter of this process of devotional service, we can revive our pure devotional state. And is described very nicely by Prabhupada. He's quoting Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, quoting this 26 qualities. So, what is the best method to revive those qualities in Kali Yuga? Chanting Hare Krishna, yeah? What is most powerful way of chanting Hare Krishna? What's the Yuga Dharma in for the age of Kali? Harinam Sankirtan. Kali Kalera Dharma Krishna Nama Sankirtana. So I would like to read about this also. Because there is a connection of developing those qualities with the chanting of Hare Krishna. What kind of relationship you have with the holy name of Krishna, this kind of relationship you have with Krishna. So if you chant Hare Krishna and you're doing so many other things, so this is the pramada, described by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. This is madness. We invite Krishna, but we are neglecting him. We are indifferent to him. We are doing so many things besides chanting and hearing holy name of Krishna. And Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, Krishna nam shudha koriyapan jura upakati vinodapran namabina kichu nahiko aro chauda bhuvanamaja. That in the 14 worlds there is nothing to be possessed that besides holy name, pure shudhanam, pure holy name of Krishna. Also Bhaktivinoda Thakur states there's only two eternal things in the material world, jiva and holy name of Krishna. Everything else is temporary. So from holy name of Krishna is nam, guna, rupa and lila. Not only we chant and hear holy name, but also from that very intense chanting, when we do improperly without offenses, then we go to guna. We experience 64 qualities of Krishna, which are very nicely explained in Nectar of Devotion. Then rupa, his form, his lotus feet, which are soft like fresh leaves. You can go to some tree when the very green tree is sprouting new leaves. You can touch those leaves, very soft leaves. So Krishna's lotus feet are softer than this. And whole form is revealed by the power of the holy name. Then lila. This is very advanced platform. We look forward to receive this in a future life. Maybe this lifetime, I don't know. Maybe next lifetime, maybe after millions lifetime. Krishna is not cheap. Krishna is revealing to those devotees who are very devoted to him, and they only want to satisfy his senses. So I promise to read something. Okay. This is letter to Shruta Dev, Washington DC, 8th of September 1974. My dear Shruta Dev Das, please accept my blessings. I'm in the receipt of your letter dated August 15th. Along with the Sankirtan newsletter number 19. And I thank you very much for it. You can continue sending these newsletters as you publish them weekly. It is this Sankirtan which is the life and soul of our movement. Sankirtan and book distribution should go on together, side by side. I'm always glad when these activities are increasing and my pleasure is always increasing. I hope this meets you in good health. Your ever wisher, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. So, we should bring back Harinam Sankirtan. When you go to SCORE, World Vaishnava Newsletter online, you will see the chart. And this is prepared by Maya Pushashi. And I think he is doing 40 years of treasury in the Los Angeles temple. I had good fortune to meet him there. So you can see that book distribution is gradually increasing year by year. But I would like to ask you, where is the temple in ISKCON society? Where is Harinam Sankirtan on a daily basis? How many temples are there? When devotees go every day on Harinam Sankirtan, whether this was, you know, just normal life during Prabhupada's days. London? Yes. Any other place? Here? Yes. Mayapur. Yeah. If Mayapur doesn't have Harinam Sankirtan every day, what kind of capital of the world is this? So I don't want to mention that, but anything besides these two places? Vrindavan, there is 24 kirtan. Okay? Three? New York City is Ram Roy. Okay? Four? Anything more? That's the problem. And I'm addressing this problem because Ayanda Prabhu, with whom I spent more than 3 years, infected my mind, I'm sorry, with this Harinam Sankirtan disease. And we need to bring this back on the streets, because it's very easy to sell the books when there's Harinam Sankirtan group of devotees chanting on the street. One time I asked Ayanda Prabhu, what do you think about 24 kirtan in the West? And he said, no, this is not practical. You should go out on the street with Harinam Sankirtan and do Harinam Sankirtan on the streets. 24 kirtan only should be there where is big amount of pilgrims and devotees coming to the temple. Then 24 kirtan can be established. So we have another quotation from Prabhupada. This is, we need to come back almost one canto back. This is 4th canto, 18th chapter, 14th verse. And this is purport, Srila Prabhupada's purport. If human society remains satisfied simply by taking grace from the planet Earth, as well as other necessities for maintaining the body, society will be not sufficiently prosperous. Humanity must have food for the mind and ear, as well as the purpose of for the purpose of vibration. As far as the transcendental vibrations are concerned, the essence of all Vedic knowledge is the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In Kali Yuga, if this Vedic mantra is chanted regularly and healed regularly by the devotional process of Shravanam Kirtanam, it will purify all societies and thus humanity will be happy both materially and spiritually. And you can get thousands and thousands of such quotations. You can type first Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, you will get 1,635 hits. Then you can type Hare Krishna Mantra, you will get 3,200 hits. Then you can type Maha Mantra, I don't know, I didn't go to this yet. Then you can type Sankirtan Yagya. You can get like thousands and thousands of quotations when Prabhupada is stressing chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra for ourselves, japa, and for others, Harinam Sankirtan. So my duty here in Mayapur is to establish this 24-hour kirtan. So if you want to help, the best help to come and chant. But you know, Bhajan Kutir, when we're doing trial period, is very small. I need men, dedicated men, who can spend 6 hours a day to do this kind of seva. And it's not so easy. So if you cannot come, Krishna said one verse, when Krishna was showing Vrindavan forest to Balaram, he said, Prane Artha Diyavacha. He was glorifying the trees, that the trees can give up the life, pran, artha. You know, you can sell the trees and have some money, dia. I don't know what's the future explanation. So prana, artha, dia, bacha. Everyone have life, can come for the kirtan. Someone cannot come because have other engagement, is artha. You can contribute to support, you can financially support to maintain this department. Dia, you can give some intelligence because you have very nice brain, how to improve this department. And vacha, you can glorify. You have nothing, you don't have good intelligence, you cannot participate, some reasons, I don't know, health reasons anyway. Then you can glorify those devotees, you can pray for those devotees. You can support them by just speaking, probably doing very nice seva. Please continue. And if you can establish this 24-hour kirtan here, then this would be very good for Mayapur community. This would be good for all over the world, because first we need to have achar, then we can do prachar. Then we can preach about Harinam Sankirtan all over the world. Please bring this up. I'm very thankful to the two groups of devotees who are traveling all over the world, and they doing Harinam Sankirtan. One group is Harinam Maruchi. Someone who is connected with the Facebook, you can see he's all over the world. One day he is in São Paulo, the other day is in Malaysia, another day he is in Prague, then he's going to Woodstock Festival in Poland, then he travels all over the world. He is also in the United States, in New York. He was telling me that when I met him here in Mayapur during last Gaura Purnima Festival, and he told me that he was, you know, like in São Paulo, Brazil. So in Brazil, São Paulo is 20 million of people, and no one is doing Harinam Sankirtan. Like I have experienced when I was doing Harinam Sankirtan with Siddha Vidya Prabhu, December 2002 and January 2003. I have experience of doing Harinam Sankirtan in Los Angeles, Santa Monica. I have experience doing Harinam Sankirtan in London. In London, there can be 4 or 5 parties. London, central London is so big that can be different kirtan parties in each place in the town. Not stepping on each other's toes. Every day, because so many people are there in the central London. The same in Paris, the same in Berlin, everywhere, big city, should be Harinam Sankirtan. And in this way, because Ayanda Prabhu said, when you do Harinam Sankirtan, then you have more taste of what chanting your japa. When you're doing good japa, this pushes you to do Harinam Sankirtan. So one activity pushes another activity. When you're doing Harinam Sankirtan, you have taste for chanting japa, and when you're doing good japa, you're doing a good Harinam Sankirtan. Harinam Sankirtan is like injection. Like now I have infection of the sinus, so I'm speaking now through the nose. I'm taking antibiotics. So I'm taking tablets. So tablets are like japa, but when we be very severe infection, then you need to take injection. So Harinam Sankirtan is a very powerful tool to bring us to the pure state. And then we can develop those 26 qualities of the pure Vaishnava. I have more to read, but there is no time. If there is no questions, I can continue. There is one nice quotation, two quotations. Because Ayanda Prabhu was repeating to us over and over again that whatever you do in Shivrindavan Dham is 1,000 times multiplied. And I have two quotations from Prabhupada when he speaks about this. So this is Srila Prabhupada's lecture, Shivrindavan Dham, 14 March 1974. So you are all fortunate. You have come to Vrindavan, perhaps for the first time in life. So it is a very good opportunity. Vrindavan Dham, Aprakrita, Chintamani. Similarly, you are coming from Navadvip. That is also Chintamani Dham. These two Dhamma places are not ordinary places. Don't make Dham aparat. As there are offenses against chanting the holy name, similarly there is offenses in Dhamma. That in the Dharma one should not perform any sinful activities in the Dharma. In the Dharma, if you chant Hare Krishna, then it increases 1,000 times. Similarly, in the Dharma, if you commit offenses, it increases 1,000 times. So, Dharma, one should be very careful not to commit any sinful activities. Illicit sex or intoxication, meat eating and gambling, these are the sinful activities. So Vrindavan Dham, Aprakrita Dham. Those who are attached to Vishaya, sense gratification, they cannot see what is Vrindavan. They cannot see what is Vrindavan. They cannot understand what is Krishna and Radha. Those who are Vishayi. And this is second quotation, and I think I will end with this quotation, and we can peacefully prepare for next for Krishna Prasadam. Srila Prabhupada's lecture, Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 7th chapter, 11th verse, 10th of September 1976, Shivrindavan Dham, same year. In Vrindavan, the land, transcendental land, that will not go in vain. But these persons who are indulging necessary sex life in Vrindavan, they have to take birth as monkeys in Vrindavan. And the next life they will be liberated. So otherwise, why in Vrindavan these monkeys? The monkeys. They are also devotees, but they could not proceed nicely. So human life means stopping sinful activities. And whatever sinful reaction is there in one life, finished. We should be very, very careful. Dhamma, Dhamma aparat. In the Dhamma, in other places, if you chant Hare Krishna, the result of such chanting will be increased 1,000 times if you chant in Vrindavan. Similarly, in other place, the sinful activities, if you commit that sinful activity in Vrindavan, then it will be 1,000 times increased. So we have to be very careful. So about Mayapurdham, it is said that Mayapurdham or Gornita or Panchatattva, they don't accept offenses. So for those who have some sinful proclivity, it's better to reside in Mayapurdham to cure this proclivity, to cure this disease, because Mayapurdham doesn't accept offenses. And as Ayanda Prabhu said, that it is still someone continues his sinful life in Mayapurdham, then he is not able to see this antaranga sarup of the Dham. This will be covered. Like Prabhupada said in the first quotation, that those people who are abhishayis, they cannot see real Vrindavan, the beauty or sweetness of Vrindavan. And there is no difference from the spiritual point of view between Vrindavan and Mayapurdham, but there is a difference in the mood. Here is Audarya feature, and in Vrindavan is Madhurya feature. And as Prabhupada said, there is 1,000 times offenses increased, but not here, not in Mayapur. So there is some hope for me. So I can improve very quickly by the mercy of Mayapurdham, by the mercy of Panchatattva, Radha Madhava, Ashtasakis, and Lord Nrisingadev. And actually, this verse is spoken by Prahlad Maharaj and his associates to Lord Nrisingadev. And tomorrow the speaker will speak about the last verse in this section. Last verse from this dvip, which is spoken to glorify Lord Nrisingadev. So that's all. Thank you very much for your kind attention. If there are some questions, if I able to answer, I can answer. One time I went to Ayanda Prabhu, Ayanda Prabhu, I have a question. And he said, I'm not answering machine. So, but anyway, I'm here to answer any question. If there's no question, then we can, okay, he saved the situation. Where is coming from? Krishna is ready. Krishna is ready. This is lecture. Actually, this is the same lecture which Prabhupada was speaking about 1,000 times. This is the same lecture, second quotation. This is 20 September 1976, Shivrindavan Dham. First Canto, 7th chapter, verse number 23. And I found another one, but I didn't have so much time because I got sick. You know, I got... my spiritual life was a little mess up, so I didn't prepare myself properly to this lecture. And also I gave 8 years ago, so I'm a little out of order. Okay, Hare Krishna, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sri Mayapurdham ki jai, Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Hare Krishna.
Thank you.